I remember an episode of Saint Teresa of Avila life. One night she went to the chapel to pray, and on the stairs of the chapel, here stands a beautiful baby, beautiful child, smiling to her, radiant with joy and innocence and beauty, purity. And he looks at her and said, "Who are you?" And Saint Teresa says, "Oh, I am Teresa of Jesus." And then she said, "And who are you?" And the baby answers, "I am Jesus of Teresa." You know why? Baby Jesus is given to us. He belongs to us. He's my child. He's been given to me. He's not the next door baby. It's in my home, my baby, because a son has been given to me. And Jesus said, you know, those who hear the word of God and do the will of the Father, those are my brothers, my sister, my mother. He himself said that. We can be a mother to Jesus. Real. One day Our Lady said in Medjugorje, "May baby Jesus be born in your heart." We have definitely to carry him in our heart. He's Jesus of Tom, Jesus of Cindy, Jesus of Kathy, Jesus of Dennis. His name is Jesus of
Allison.
Jesus of Allison, but you are so small. Can you be a mother for Jesus? Really? Really? Can you be so? Oh, he's thrilled. I think today he's thrilled. He's got his gift today. He's Jesus of Allison. And you are Allison of Jesus. Oh, you two are a great pair, you know. So I want to challenge you and invite you to really take an example from Our Lady herself, how she treated the baby Jesus. And we have to learn from her how to behave with the baby, because she's the perfect mother, completely mother. Everything about her is mother, is motherly there. So she knows how to make baby Jesus happy and fulfilled. So we can, in our prayer, ask her to be the right person for baby Jesus. And you know what? Jesus said, "Unless you become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of God." Isn't that severe? Isn't that kind of hard to take? And again, our mother gives us a key here. You know why? Because when we contemplate the little one that we have got in our family, in our home, in our heart, when we really contemplate him, we become like him. The fathers of the church are clear on that point. We become what we contemplate. So what if we contemplate TV the whole day long? Forget it. But if we contemplate our little one, we'll definitely resemble him. And we don't have to work on it. His only presence radiates so much love, so much humility, so much kindness, so much tenderness, so much light, that we become filled with what is his, because what is his becomes ours. That's the miracle of God. We are divinized by the presence of God if we welcome God in our midst. You see? Isn't that a great miracle? And we know that the door which leads to life is narrow. So if we are big, we won't make it. And you know what it is to be big? In when our ego is big. It's not being big in a physical way. You know, I know of a saint, what's his name? Thomas of Aquinas. So he was so big that his brothers in his convent, he was a Dominican, had to carve the table so that he could fit his tummy, you know. And it is extraordinary that baby Jesus is the one, by his only presence, who will teach us how to be a little child. Contemplate little baby Jesus and we will become a child like him, humble, meek of heart. And this is the only way for us to belong to the kingdom. The kingdom of God belongs to the children and to those who resemble them. So if you take in baby Jesus at the first place, not the second one, not a cheap place in a corner, but the first place, and make obvious that he's the king of your house, you will definitely open for yourself the gate of heaven. And you'll get from him a direct ticket and free one and no return ticket. And there won't be any station on the way called like purgatory or purification, bad station on the way. You'll make it directly and you'll draw many, many people with you. So he's our key for heaven. He's the gate of heaven. And again, Our Lady knows how much this generation of ours needs that key, because today it's a race to the egos. You know, the best enemy of the church and of the Marian movement and of the Christians is not Satan, is not the spirit of the world, is our own ego. This enemy is more nasty to us than Satan, because we carry him all the time. We sleep with him even, you know. And unless this guy dies and baby Jesus takes over, we won't make it for the kingdom. We will be too big to cross that narrow door. There is no egos there in heaven, only children, innocent children. And this is in our days when Our Lady knows that it's so hard for us to do great penance as the olden days in the church. She knows that it is holiness has to take a special way today because of our wounds, because of the situation today of the darkness around. She's giving us that way that has been taught already by Little Flower, that way of the infancy of Jesus, to become like a child in welcoming her child, her God child, so that we may become a child and enter the kingdom of God. Not only enter the kingdom of God, but carry heaven in our heart. Because this little baby carries heaven. And if your home is like the crib of Bethlehem, if your heart is like the stable of Bethlehem, with such an intensity of purity, of love, the enemy won't be able to get in or to harm you. And you'll be a living oasis of peace among your friends and in the midst of the world. And this is the goal. This is the purpose of Our Lady in giving us this message. And what else now? She says in the same message that baby Jesus will lead us on the way of salvation, which means she's giving us our leader. And here also Our Lady is fully in the spirit of the prophets of the Bible. Remember what prophet Isaiah said about the upcoming Messiah. A child will lead them. A child will lead them. Don't we badly need a leader? Yes. Now tell me, raise your hand, who among you guys is happy about the leaders of his country? Raise your hand. Don't laugh, just raise your hand if you feel called to. Maybe I'm blind, but I don't see any hand raised. Reason?
You're not blind.
Okay. We need good leaders. And, you know, Our Lady knows that among the young people, the tragedy now is that they don't know where they come from and they don't know what the destination is. If they come from a broken family, if they come from an alcoholic, if they come from a drug addict, if they come from somebody who is beating others, if they come from a thief or a killer, what sort of root can they be proud of? Where do they come from? What on earth has made them? And if they don't know their destination, and if they think that after the death they'll just be under the ground, what sort of interest can they get in life? And the first time they'll get into a severe pain, they'll think, why should I remain here on earth? What is the point? And then I might be in trouble, in great trouble. But if they know that their real root is not their parents, but God the Creator, and they are going back to their father's home when they die, then they're happy to live. They have a destination, they have an importance, they have an identity, they are a child of God. But for that, they need a leader to lead them on the way to that destination. And unless we get a good leader, we wander around, we are lost. And how many people are wandering nowadays in our world and they are lost? How many millions of people are just lost with no direction? So we cannot hide anymore that key that the Mother of God is giving today to us. She's giving us a leader. And a leader means someone you go to several times a day to ask him, hey, I'm in this situation. I have to make up my mind for this decision or that decision. Should I go right? Should I go left? Should I go back? Should I do this? Should I instead do that? Tell me your opinion. You are my leader. You are my shepherd. You are my light. And baby Jesus will answer. So the new key that Our Lady is giving today, in that confusion of mind and of spirit in this world, we'll go to baby Jesus that is placed in the first place in our life and asking, hey, baby, what would you do in my place? For example, I am Daniela. I'm a beautiful girl of 20 years old. Why do you smile, Dennis? And I'm embarrassed because there are three boys willing to marry me. I have John, and John is very handsome. And believe me, he's very handsome. I have Peter. Peter is very kind. And I have James, and James is very rich. So I'm hesitating, which one should I pick up, you know? And I cannot make up my mind. So what I do? I go to baby Jesus. Hey, baby, my child. Whisper in my ears which one I should pick up as a husband. What would you do in my place? So here I get the answer. Hold on. Be patient. I've got someone else in store for you. Just be patient. And guess what? After a while, here comes Anthony. And guess what? Anthony is handsome, rich, and kind. Well, just to make you smile in a little joke, just to let you understand that your leader knows what is best for you. Please relate to him. Please ask him. When you have to choose a way, when you have to make a decision, whether small or big, ask your leader. Because this leader that the Mother of God is giving us today in a very special way, and as she says in that message, new possibilities of peace are offered today. It's not a joke. It's real. It's a new possibility of peace that is given. Grasp it. If you have baby Jesus as a leader, he's a leader not as the other leaders and politicians we know of, that the only purpose for them is to put more money in their pocket, to get more power, to be more famous, more known, and their own agenda being fulfilled. No, this is not Jesus' agenda. Jesus has come only for one purpose, to fulfill the will of the Father, salvation of souls. And Jesus is giving his own life until death on the cross so that this plan of salvation is fulfilled. We won't find another leader like him, ready to give up his own life for your having life. So he's the answer. And again, don't miss the boat. If you have around you your friends, your family, anybody who is in trouble, making a choice, having a decision to make, tell that person, place baby Jesus at the first place and take him as your leader. He is definitely given today by the Mother of God to each one of us as the leader of the third millennium. He's the answer. Baby Jesus is definitely the hero of the third millennium.